Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I am Jeff.
And I'm Dave.
Also joining us is our intern, Chuck. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Ed.
Ooh, this is very NPR.
Chuck, huh?
Yeah, Chuck. I don't know why. I just decided today Chuck was going to be the name.
Okay. And that works.
Yeah.
She looks like a Chuck. I don't know if that's a compliment. I feel like it's not. It wasn't really supposed to be one or the other, but
I'm gonna say it should be a compliment.
I don't want to make fun of it tonight.
Yeah, she is. She looks like she's gonna stab us all in the throat.
She is not pleased tonight.
Yeah. So tired.
She claims she's tired,
but she's the knife in her hand says otherwise.
Yeah, I feel
says,
like it's more
says
like
it's stabby.
Angry.
Yeah. Hey, why don't we?
Give her a second.
Yeah. Let's give her a second.
Let's give her a second to compose
to
herself.
To straight up murder Dave.
Okay.
Dave's not dead. Say hi, Dave.
Hey, guys.
See? It's good. So,
glad you're still here, buddy.
We all are, because nobody else can book studio time.
So, how's everybody doing?
Doing great, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good. My father had knee surgery today, so it went well, so that's good. That's good.
Goes
for some celebration.
Did he get a cool new knee that where he can spin his leg around and stuff?
I don't know if he can spin his leg around. We'll try it when
you
he gets home. I'm not going to tell him that I'm going to try it. I'm just going to do it.
just walk up to him.
Yeah, just grab his ankle and twist and see what happens.
Yeah.
No, he did have his knee replaced. So I think he needs to have both. But because, he's, a little bit older and a lot of bit fatter, they didn't want to do both at the same time.
Mm.
But at least he's got, in a couple of months with some rehab and stuff, he'll at least have one good stem.
That's good.
Yeah,
just learn to stand on one, like a flamingo.
Yeah, exactly.
And then with the other one, if it bends backwards, he can actually do a flamingo.
That'd
be amazing.
I got to look at what flamingos look like.
It's the pink ones.
No, I know which ones they are, but I never notice which way their knees bend.
I think it's the wrong way, but I'm not a zoologist, so who knows?
My seventh grade biology teacher, Mr. Wagner, asked us one time in class, what would chairs look like if our knees bent the other way? It's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
And I wonder if the chair would look any different, or if you would simply sit and your legs would stick straight out because the knees don't bend.
Would we
just need bigger tables?
I got to tell you, I think that if our knees bent the other way, that would be just a massacre of people sitting on their balls all day.
Really? What?
Yeah. Because you'd be doing this move, so things like...
Yeah, how would you even get into the chair?
This way, it flies forward.
You're right.
If you will.
You're right. Chairs would have to be fucking
Or depending
totally
on who you are,
redesigned.
Just like, instead of flying, just a little hop.
Wow. I never even thought of that.
You'd be forced to do like the A.C. Slater on Saved by the Bell. Where he turns the chair around and sits backwards?
But how do you even do that? I feel like you'd have to lower yourself onto a chair to avoid smushing balls.
Well,
that's the only thing I could think of.
And it should be a real concern. What do you think, Chuck? Are you concerned about squishing your balls?
Not really.
All right. She is totally cool with squishing her balls.
Yeah, she didn't say that not really because I don't have them. She just said not really, which just means she doesn't care about squishing them, I guess.
My name is Chuck.
That felt like a Alcoholic Anonymous introduction.
Hi, my name is Chuck and I don't have balls. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Lost in a drunk driving accident.
You're among... What? The drunk driving is no laughing matter, Chuck.
Sorry.
People have lost a lot of balls that way.
So, hey, Chuck.
Yes?
You were telling me you had a thing that you wanted to talk about.
I did. You're
all excited about it. You're like, hey, stupid. And I was like, yeah. What's up, nameless person? New phone, who dis? And then you told me what was up.
Yeah, that's how we met, actually. So I found an article today about different dating customs in different countries and how they differ with America. And I found an interesting fact. This is kind of like a fun fact thing. Women in Austria, they used to dance around with apple slices in their armpits and then went for like the men that they were going after romantically. And if the man enjoyed their dance and enjoyed their looks, they could take the slice out and eat it. And that is how they mated.
Well, it certainly makes Tinder sound more appealing. That's horrifying.
A young lady tried to do that for Ed with pizza slices. But the problem was the cheese got stuck to her underarm and he was fucking furious.
What's the point? At that point, it's just bread with tomato jam. You're no.
Right. What? You never know what could have been. That's fucking disgusting, that custom, by the way. This is Austria? Really? With apple slices tucked under their armpits, they would dance around. And if the men liked it, they would eat the apple slice.
Now, how many varieties of dances can you do with apple slices stuck in your armpit? Like, I feel like there's only one. Yeah, the Macarena is out. The Hokey Pokey is kind of out.
You could definitely do the electric slide, though.
Yeah, you could. You know what you could do? Besides the Macarena, you could do the white people version of every one of those line dances because they don't move their arms.
You're right.
That leaves river dance completely open, too.
That's true. You could river dance. They don't do shit.
No. No, it's all waist down for my people.
But, yeah, I'm telling you, the cha-cha slide, except for the clapping part. But, yeah, well, you know, you could Tyrannosaurus Rex clap it if you needed to. The Cupid shuffle, the electric slide, all of those, the way you could do them the way us white folks do them. You know what? Now, honestly, regardless of it, I feel like no matter how sexy someone was doing a dance with apples under their arms, when it came time to have to eat that apple, I would be like, no, I'm not interested. I'm gay, by the way. But like, no, sorry, gay. Sorry, guys. Gotta go.
Now, I wonder, can the women use like adhesive? Now, that'd probably be painful, but like, you know, you never know. You know, use adhesive so that way they have more dance, so that way they can better attract the male.
Well, I actually asked a different question to the internet, and I thought to myself, what kind does it have to be a certain type of apple? It's historically known that they liked it was Granny Smith, I believe, because it was sweeter and stickier.
Granny
so
Smith, that legend of lovin'.
Granny Smith apples are a bit tart before you fucking partially bake them in somebody's armpit. I don't know about them. I don't know about that. That would be gross.
Like, I'm just thinking about, like, an apple stuck to my armpit, and then after, like, 3.5 seconds, I would not touch that ever again.
No.
No.
So, like, you know, you're doing, like, a full-on routine.
Yeah, no.
In anyone's armpit, no matter how clean they are.
Yeah, it's an armpit. Usually it's what we refer to, like, terrible shit as, like, the armpit of America.
That relationship would definitely be the pits.
Hey! There you go. There you go.
I'm putting my headphones down and I'm walking out. That's my peak right there.
We've reached a new level of sophistication. Regional dating armpit puns.
Nearly coherent, not just dick jokes anymore.
Well, my thing was, if I was a girl in this predicament, I would kind of just say, hey, sexy man, you like these apples?
Oof. Oof. That one hurt.
My name's Chuck.
You saved it right there.
You did. Yeah, that's true. Right, up until that point, Chuck was doing a lot of dancing for nothing, I think.
Yeah. Was there any other particularly weird ones that you got? Because, I mean, like, that was gross.
Well, I'm German and French, so I kind of wanted to research those. Germany, apparently, if a dude shows up later than even, like, 5 minutes, they're completely dead to the woman, which kind of seems, like, stereotypical. Like, I asked you to show up at 9, and you're not here. You're dead to me.
And if you're German, you should show up at 9. No. That means no. Don't ever show up, which is usually what women say to me anyway, so no difference there.
Yeah, that's true. The Germans are known for being quite prompt with things. They are very precise in a lot of their actions. What about French?
Again, kind of stereotypical, where the man like does whatever to woo the woman and lure them into their creepy life, and then basically once they have them and they're committed, they usually cheat on them a lot. And it's actually not just the men, the women. 55% of French husbands have committed infidelity, and nearly a third of French wives are cheating as well. So France kind of seems like fun.
France is just one national orgy.
Exactly.
Yeah, so this infidelity, is this accepted, or do these marriages end in divorce and lots of chopped penises? Like, how does this work?
It seems like, I don't know if it's accepted, but it's more of expected. Like, oh, okay, my husband's cheating on me. I guess I'll go out tomorrow.
They're just not into monogamy.
Yeah.
Or each other.
It's more like no-mogamy.
That joke
was horrible. I don't know why. I had such a good one with...
Yikes.
Oh. I really chucked
that joke
that
was really the pits.
Oh, man. That was rough.
I told you guys I peaked. I told you. I warned you.
That is there any way to cut to commercial yeah. before that joke? Let's revisit that again. They're not into monogamy?
Yeah, I got nothing. Nope. I know nothing here.
What are they into? No-mogamy? Is that what you said?
I believe the actual term is polygamy, right?
It is, but that was like, you know, factual, and I was... Look, guys, they can't all be winners.
No, it's all right.
I mean, my batting average is still pretty good.
Listen, even with even as bad as that joke was, good to talk about that.
I will openly admit, that was horrible. Yeah, that was apple of, in an armpit of
yeah,
jokes.
That was better than the how about these apples joke before, but that's all right. Very rarely will that joke not be the worst joke made on a podcast, and yet tonight you... You managed to skate.
You know what it was? She's in such a bad mood, I wanted to make her feel better in comparison to that joke. So yeah, really, I just sacrificed myself for the good of our employees.
You're a good person. You are a good person.
I really, honestly, I don't want to call myself a hero, but I'd be cool if you did it.
Yeah, no, I think you are a hero.
Thank you.
I do. Chuck?
I would say so, yes.
Thank you. Dave? Not even paying attention.
Hey, Dave.
Oh, man.
There's actually one last one.
Oh, give her a microphone. She's got one more.
And this one, I thought of you when I got it. So in Scotland, in some parts, the bride-to-be is paraded down the streets of her village or her community, and disgusting things are thrown at her, like eggs, milk.
Jokes, you know. I made.
Just like horrible things, like vinegar. But anywho, and it's basically if she makes it through that and without, like, you know, breaking down and saying I can't do this, then she's meant for marriage. And it's like as a ritual, basically, to prepare her for the struggles of marriage life. So I wanted to ask, as the only married person here, is that
as far as we know? No. Hang on, Dave, are you married yet?
Nope.
Idiot. Go on.
We'll get back to how disappointing that is, Dave, in a second. But, I think that's actually a goddamn genius idea. Because if you can do all of that, then you are ready for the piles of shit that marriage throws at you on a daily basis. That's a good idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff, hopeless romantic.
Listen, it's true. Do they throw, like, how gross is the stuff they throw? Is it just, like, you know, kitchen products, or are we talking about, like, water balloons filled with pee and, like, stuff like that?
I didn't see anything about human excrement at all. I thought, like, grossest thing would be, like, bile to be thrown, but I didn't find anything about that. It's more like kitchen.
Sorry, say that again. What to be thrown? Did you say bile?
Yeah. I was kind of thinking to myself, like, what's the grossest thing that I, like, as a bride-to-be walking down these streets, like, what's the grossest thing that could be thrown? But bile. I don't know.
And you thought of bile, really? Bile, the thing that your gallbladder stores
yeah.
to help break down food? Bile?
Throw it out.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? I'll get behind it.
That was a real fucking deep cut on bodily fluids. It was bile. Holy shit.
She likes the acoustics, yeah. You know, the original recipes. Hey, Dave, you haven't spoken in a while. Are you all right?
I don't know if I'm all right. I have all of this knowledge built up in my head, and I just need to let some of this knowledge out. And we're talking about disgusting things, and the first thing that comes to mind is something that's really disgusting.
You without a shirt on?
Well, I mean, in this case, yeah, it would be. Yeah.
I don't know how disgusting he'd be without a shirt on. I kind of feel like he might look a little bit like, do you know, like, before you start stretching out pizza dough? Like, so, that lump of pizza dough?
Well, here's the thing that you may not know about Dave. He has nipples like a cat, so it's six of them. Just straight down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Going down each side?
Yep.
That's impressive. Yeah. Three sets?
Yep.
Wow. I really do hope that that's true.
Yeah, it is.
It is?
100%.
That's awesome.
Yep. 100%.
All right, so you have something disgusting for us?
I do. I have a question by a show of hands, because that works.
Good radio.
Yeah. Where it works best in this, auditory format.
How about if we say I?
No, I like raising hands.
Show of hands.
Gotcha. How many of us have been in a hotel pool?
Four of us. All four of us.
I'll raise my hand. Also. How about hotel hot tub?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Okay. How many have swam in urine, like just a tub of urine?
A tub of just urine?
Yeah, just urine.
No. Not a tub of just urine.
Okay, well, since you've been, there's a new report out. USA Today was talking about this, and the amount of urine in hotel pools and hotel hot tubs is absolutely startling.
Oh, let me hear it.
It's absolutely awful. Hot tubs are the worst. So in a 110-gallon pool, there's about 18.5 gallons of urine on average.
In a 110-gallon
pool. So a typical, like, built-in pool, 18.5 gallons of urine is in that pool.
100-gallon pool is like 2 bathtubs.
110,000-gallon.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
Did I not say that?
No, you said 110, right? It doesn't matter.
I kind of was throwing up a little bit in my mouth when I heard how much urine was in there. So
you know what?
I was not. The minute you bring up pee-pee, I'm just like, ooh.
See, and I had a very different reaction.
Where you were just like, ooh, yeah.
No, I wasn't excited about it.
I know you like the pee-pee.
But as he was describing it, I was thinking, oh, shit. I love urine. I love swimming in pools. I like swimming in hotel. I'm fine with swimming in hotel pools. I don't go underwater, but I like swimming in hotel pools too. And as he was telling it, I wasn't thinking I'm going to stop swimming in hotel pools. I was thinking, Jesus Christ, I like swimming in urine. Let's wait and hear what this percentage is. So you're saying like close to 20% of the pools?
20% of the pools is urine. Double that for hot tubs.
Holy shit.
Do they mention how much of that hot tub is also ejaculate?
No, they do not mention that.
Because that's got to be at least another 5%.
Yeah, that actually makes me want to fucking throw up. Let's not talk about that. But the urine, I expected the urine part. Like, you can walk into a hotel pool and be like, oh, somebody pissed in here. Like, just into the area around the pool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do.
It's always got that faint, not so faint smell, I should say.
A soupçon of pee. Little pee-pee smell.
Straight up piss. All right, well, that's disgusting, but it's not going to turn me off from swimming in a hotel pool.
Ditto. I'm going to do it still.
It's kind of like...
No, I'm not into it at all.
It's like Swish Splash.
Swish Splash, it's different because of how much, like, chlorine and stuff they use. Hotels don't use nearly as much chlorine and disinfectant. And also, Swish Splash every day drains out all of the water, or, like, every week or something like that, drains out all the water and replenishes. Where hotel pools do that maybe in the summer, I mean, in the winter. But a lot of these hotels with pools are down south, and there really is no winter. So the water just stays there, and they don't use enough chlorine to kill it.
Also, if you tell a prostitute you want a Splish Splash, it's going to cost you extra, just so you know. $40.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how I know that.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're the one that brought up Splish Splash, lady. Jeez.
Ed Rude. Knows the exact price of what it costs to pee on a prostitute, by the way.
I do not.
You just said $40.
No, the prostitute pees on me.
Oh, gotcha.
Different thing.
That's different.
Very different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's probably a much more cost effective.
Yeah.
Thought so.
Mm-hmm.
So
pee pee. Hmm? So that's two topics that have involved urine. I like it. Yeah. Lots of pee-pee. The pee-pee episode.
The pee-pee episode.
Hey, that's we've been gunning for one for a while. I'm glad that we finally got there. It's like when a sitcom finally does a musical. We did our pee-pee episode.
Yep.
It's good to know.
It's a good story. It's a good time.
I got nothing else. I've been consumed with personal life happenings. I don't know what the fuck is going on in the world.
My father's getting his knee replaced. I was paying attention to that instead of pop culture.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, wait. I meant that to come out sincerely, not sarcastically.
Oh, gotcha.
My bad.
Sometimes we forget the difference here.
Yeah. I just went with my default. It was rough. Hey, you know what's coming out next week?
I can only assume you're talking about Beauty and the Beast.
Damn right I am.
Is that next week? What the hell is today's date? It's coming out in like a week and a half or whatever it is. So I think it comes out on my birthday.
It does.
Yeah. So Beauty and the Beast.
We're going to go for your birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going, but
that's fine. I'll go by myself.
You guys can have fun.
Yeah.
Although my future ex-wife stars as Belle.
What a coincidence. She's my future ex-wife, too.
Yeah, well, she gets around, but...
no judgment.
Yeah, that's... It looks like it's going to be... You know what? I shouldn't say. I don't know shit about Beauty and the Beast. Never saw the full animated one all the way through.
Get out.
I know. It's my wife's, like, favorite, I think, of all the Disney movies.
Me, too.
Yes.
Also,
both of
also
you?
Also, Dave, yeah. I moved over so you could say yes, Dave. All right. Screw you, then.
You excited about it?
I am very excited about it. You know who's not excited about it?
No.
Alabama.
The state of Alabama,
Well, at least one movie theater in Alabama.
Okay, why?
So the character that Josh Gad plays, Gaston's like henchman.
Okay.
He's gay in this version.
Okay.
Apparently doesn't play very heavily into it, but there's a drive-in theater in Alabama that is all about... Got to preserve our Christian values, so I'm not going to show this movie.
So they're not going to show...
The movie where a girl falls in love with an animal man? Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
In hundreds, centuries-old fairy tale.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's one Frenchman who's gay. It's Alabama. Don't they think all Frenchmen are gay?
I thought they did. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I don't think I am.
No, I don't think you are either. What's up, buddy?
But in defense of Alabama, they do have someone else that's along with them in this feeling of angst when it comes to Beauty and the Beast.
And who's that?
Russia. And I swear, this is real.
Okay.
There's a Russian government official who is pushing to ban the movie throughout the entire country of Russia because they have a rule that is just anti-gay propaganda. And they consider this gay propaganda. So this gentleman... If I can call him that, I don't think I can, wants to ban Beauty and the Beast because of this.
Have you ever seen any of the videos of, like, Russian underground clubs? There's a lot of gay propaganda going on there. I don't know what they're so worried about.
Now, just for a little background on this gentleman, he also is in favor and has been pushing very hard to decriminalize domestic violence. So just so you know where this guy's coming from.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so strong moral character.
Yeah, this
yeah,
guy
got is... it, got it, yeah.
But at least Alabama, this movie theater in Alabama has someone to say, you know what? We're not the only ones.
Yeah. No. Well,
look at that. Alabama and Russia.
The president's campaign manager to tell them that it's all so wrong. That's good stuff.
That's fantastic. Look at you dropping a presidential joke.
Hey, listen. I have to live in this fucking world, too. As much as I try not to pay attention, I know what he's doing.
Yeah, it sucks knowing things.
You're right. So, all right, who is this? So, Josh Gad's awesome, by the way.
Yes, he is. He's great.
So.
I want him to be in everything.
What is your, you still, and I know you won't watch it, but there's a movie, The Rocker.
Is that with Rain Wilson?
Yes, there's a movie. I'm telling you, Josh Gad is fucking awesome in that movie. I think it's worth the hour and 27 minutes to check it out.
I mean, if it was an hour and 28 minutes, I'd say no, but an hour and 27, I think I can do that.
You can.
Maybe.
It's good. It's good. And if it makes you feel better, Rainn Wilson's like a fucking loser in the movie.
That's good. That does make me feel a little bit better.
Yeah. So, I also loved Josh Gad in The Wedding Ringer. Have you seen it?
No, I don't have the same affinity for Kevin Hart that you do.
I said I love Josh Gad in it.
Yeah, I know, but just I know that you also see every Kevin Hart movie that's ever been made.
I love Kevin Hart.
You see Central Intelligence?
Yeah, it sucked.
Did it? That's disappointing.
Yeah.
That just came on HBO. I was going to watch it.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, I'm not.
It's fine for what it is, you know. A friend of mine does a podcast about films. He's like big into films. Like he'll tell me about a movie. I'm like, oh, was it good? And he's like, oh, you should have seen the cinematography. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, how long was it? He's like, 2 hours. I'm stop. Don't want to watch it. Forget it. Move on.
The sound mixing was incredible.
Yeah, he knows like so all that shit. Like he looks at all of the Oscars, like even the ones not on TV. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Who cares?
Oh, so, he watches the technical Oscars too?
He looks at them. I don't think he watches it, but will at least read about it. He might watch it too. I don't know. So in the Facebook group for his podcast, they were talking about Moonlight.
Yeah.
And I wrote, Central Intelligence is superior to Moonlight in every way. And like a whole bunch of people like fucking commented on it, thinking that I'm serious. I'm like, come on. I said Central Intelligence in comparison to the Oscar for best movie winning Moonlight.
Yeah.
And people thought I was serious. I'm like, God, you guys got to get your heads out of your asses. Yeah.
People are really not good at picking up on sarcasm.
Yeah. How could I make that statement? I would never watch Moonlight.
Oh, man. That's good. That's a good thing to know.
That Central Intelligence is better than Moonlight.
Better than Moonlight, yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, you got to be picking up all sorts of fans.
Yeah, Central Intelligence was not great. The Wedding Ringer was great. And you know what? You want to know something?
I do. Think
those are the only two Kevin Hart movies that I've actually seen.
What?
Yeah, I haven't seen either Ride Along.
Really?
I haven't even seen Get Hard with Will Ferrell.
That's bizarre, because that sounds like the thing that would get you hard.
It is. You're absolutely right. It should.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't ever have a chance to like sit down and watch a movie. So
I don't understand why you only have two children.
Well, you're right.
That are, you know,
that are up
vying for your attention.
And that are up almost as late as I am, so I don't have a chance to do it. So when I watch a movie, you know, my wife wants to watch something with me or whatever it is, and she doesn't want to watch any of those movies. She's like, I don't want to watch it. That's stupid. That looks stupid. That looks stupid. I'm like, I'm going to go to bed then, because I don't want to watch anything else.
So you're the old, I'm taking my ball and going home routine.
Yes.
Good.
Yes, we have a very adult relationship. I did watch Why Him with James Franco.
Oh, yeah, that movie looked absolutely terrible.
Loved it.
Really?
Yeah. Loved it. Also watched Bad Moms.
That was supposed to be really good.
Hilarious. I laughed out loud multiple times at Bad Moms. Was shocked. This one, I thought I was like taking one for the team because my wife wanted to watch it. We all won that night. That was a great movie.
Just brought together everyone.
It did. It did. Our marriage has never been happier than when we were watching Bad Moms.
Oh, keys to success. You should be taking notes about the keys to successful relationship, Dave.
Yeah, let's...
I'm not going to because, you know, it just makes no sense.
Yeah, let's get into that real quick.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Dave, what are you doing?
Right now I'm listening to a podcast.
As it happens.
Good answer.
You are being our live audience tonight.
You are, yeah.
I think it's the new hat is throwing his game off.
Also, the lack of mics in the room also throwing me off.
Yeah.
Yeah, two mics, right, four people, real difficult.
That makes sense. I'm going to say it's the new hat. Because he's got a new hat and a sweatshirt that I've never seen before.
I've seen that sweatshirt before. He was wearing it like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, he's...
Why do I know that? That's horrifying.
I don't know.
Am I sort of keeping a track of Dave's sweatshirts? I might be. I like the neon green on it.
I'm just glad I'm keeping them in a good enough rotation where I'm only wearing it on Monday, you know, once every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That's great.
No, that's...
It's a great rotation I got going on right now.
That although the other sweatshirts that you wear look extremely similar, or you wear the same two or three sweatshirts every Monday.
I do wear. There seems to be that blue unmarked hoodie seems to get thrown in more than most.
The one with the split neck.
Yeah, the one with the split neck. That gets thrown in more than most. One, because it's the heaviest, and I'm outside most of the day. And two, because it's the most comfortable. So
Chuck is checking out
on
the sweater talk. Let's talk about Dave's slowly failing relationship.
It's actually it's doing quite well.
That's good. That's
doing
really
quite
good.
Well, I'll be honest. You know what today is, actually?
Is it an anniversary of some sort?
Of some sort, yeah. Today is 1 year since she met me, and I met her, coincidentally.
Really?
Coincidentally.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you consider that two anniversaries, the day you met her and the day she
I
met
would.
You?
I would. Okay. I mean, I guess I need some backup on that, but yeah, I think I do.
All right.
Based on the way you phrased that, did you hide in her bushes and watch her first, or was this actually like the first time like you saw her?
This is the first time that we saw each other.
Why don't
and
you tell me a little bit about where did you meet her for the first time?
Penn Station.
Bumped into each other?
No, we are
planned meetup.
Yeah, planned meetup.
Planned meetup.
We are a product of online dating.
Okay.
Which I recommend to nobody.
I'm sorry. I need to call this out, but Chuck just
big
upped online dating.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you folks that have been listening for a few weeks have heard about her track record, but it should be enough to shut all of those websites down immediately. The fact that she is big upping online dating.
I am in a relatively, for me, successful relationship due to online dating, and I would not recommend it to my worst enemy.
No.
I absolutely despise online dating.
Okay.
And I would recommend it to nobody. And she feels the exact same way, which makes sense because she ended up with me. Like, that's pretty terrible.
I can see why she would hate
like,
online
dating.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, it's a terrible fate to suffer to end up with me, but we both hate it. And we tell everyone that we know that thinks about online dating not to.
So you're going to make this work so you don't have to go back to online dating, or are you going to have Chuck set you up with a 30-day trial of juggalosmeat.com or something?
I'm taking my time with this, you know.
Okay.
I want to, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Have you had the talk yet? Like,
yes.
Yeah,
we've had talks about things even past marriage, so yeah, we've had
really?
Talks.
Look at you.
Yeah. She knows where I'm at.
I'm sorry, are you talking about divorce or
that usually comes right after marriage with me, at least. I mean, my thing is,
the two mic thing just worked in my favor. I knew Ed was thinking of that joke.
Yeah.
And I was able to steal it.
Yeah.
So you've had the talk. Let me ask you this. And and if it's too personal, please go fuck yourself. Have you dropped the L bomb on her?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Actually, these two over here heard it. I was finishing up a phone call, and I dropped the "I love you" right there on the phone call.
The first one?
No. Okay. No, you don't do that on the phone.
Okay.
I've learned that much.
No, that's good. You're obviously playing this well.
Yeah.
It's been almost about a year
since we met. 11 months since we started
called
dating.
It. Yeah,
called
I remember
it what
that.
It was.
I remember that.
Yep.
Wow. This is big, man.
Yeah. It's working out really well.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Ed looks perplexed.
As to how this is working out.
We have
for
to
me.
Give him a mic. Give him a mic.
No, that's not what I'm perplexed about. I was just doing math in my head of how long have we been doing the podcast then, because it was decided on episode 7 that they were dating.
Oh, it's been over
a
year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been over a year. We don't bring it up.
No,
I try not to refer back to the lost tapes.
No, nor should you.
But
except for that one episode.
We could also get into the debate whether it's been a year because of calendar, because of dates, or because of number of weeks.
Yeah, let's have the debate of if math works or if you're stupid, Lisa.
She was right.
Shut up, Jeff. Just placating her.
I'm still, the funny thing is, I am still really, the jury is still out about that. Because part of me, aside from just wanting to argue it, part of me actually does feel like she is right.
All right, I would never admit this in any other context, but there is a small nagging part of my head that was thinking that too.
Yeah.
But I can't admit that I'm wrong. So, no, I'm right.
So she might be right. You're just not wrong.
I think we just need to do a group apology to her.
I don't. I have nothing to apologize for.
Jeff, support me in my apology.
I got you.
Nope, can't do it. Sorry. Too proud.
I thought it was coming. I thought it was coming.
Nope. Too much ego. Can't do it. Sorry.
Why don't we have her future ex-husband over there apologize?
Yeah. Come on, Dave.
Yeah, I did bring it up twice now, if you include the lost tapes. So, yeah, I'm sorry. My bad. I do apologies really well.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the fuck he's
I don't even know what the fuck he's apologizing for there. Is he apologizing for being wrong? Is he apologizing for bringing it up?
It's a blanket apology for everybody.
He's either great at apologizing or terrible at it. I can't tell.
It's a sign of a master.
That is true.
I think I'm great at it because the generic nature of it, well, you can connect it to anything.
Yeah, blanket apology.
Yeah,
right.
Blanket apology, so it's great. And then in addition to that, it's short, to the point. And whatever she says after that, it's fine.
To the point. It's not really to the point.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry. That's the point.
Oh, okay. All right.
That makes sense. After that, what else is there to go into?
So I'll ask you this. Will you announce it here when you plan on popping the question, or is this going to be a surprise?
How about this? Before our engagement goes on social media, if we are still doing this podcast, which I think we will be, the announcement will happen here before social media.
All right. That's good. I like that.
That's good. I approve of that.
I like that. That's a good idea.
Some of the folks to look forward to in, 7 to 10 years?
I mean, let's not rush things to 10 to 20.
Fair enough.
That's a longer than a manslaughter jail sentence that you're going to make her wait.
To be fair, dating Dave is a manslaughter jail sentence.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I don't know. I feel like I'm starting to come around on Dave.
Really?
Yeah. Starting to come around on him.
It's weird.
I'm a little upset that he's got a different hat. It's really throwing me off.
That might be why you're not necessarily coming around on Dave. You're just off balance. You don't know how you feel.
But I can also tell that the hat's not as comfortable as the other one because he keeps pushing it up. To just sit like on the top of his head like a grown man wearing a child's hat. But anyway, so I'm done.
Me too.
That's it.
I need a nap.
Yeah.
And so does Cranky Pants McGee over here.
Yeah, she's gonna go get revenge on whoever's wronged her.
Kill Bill style.
Yeah, Kill Bill.
She's wearing yellow, so it works.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And her kick pants.
That's a thing now.
And these big fucking waffle stomper boots that she's got going on here.
She's really ready to curb stomp somebody.
Are you going to a Rancid concert after this?
Is that the proper attire when you date a juggalo?
I don't know, man, guys.
I know this is audio, but if you could... Her face just did a... Look,
I feel like a straitjacket is the proper attire for dating a juggalo because you must be fucking crazy to do it.
He turned into one.
After dating you, that's not better.
No. You would be better off turning somebody gay than you are turning somebody into a juggalo. That would be less depressing. That would absolutely be less depressing. Be like, yeah, I dated this guy and he turned gay. And I would be like, hey, listen.
Yeah, it's not a choice. He's
going to become a juggalo.
Yeah. It's not a choice to be gay. It's a choice to be a juggalo. That's a choice that nobody should make.
And it's a bad fucking choice.
Real bad choice. So bad. But it's not necessarily your fault, although history will prove us right or wrong on that.
We're going to put the juggalo thing to rest.
No.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Don't lie to the people.
How about this? We're going to pose this question.
Yeah.
I want you to think about how much you would hate a juggalo librarian.
Ooh.